ဝဉ္ဇိတတ္တရယံပယံသူတတ္တရကိုဂုဏီညူဂျူဒါဂျူရှင်တော်လံကြည့်ဆောင်ရတော့ဂျူလူချုံလံကြည့်ဆောင်ရသည်ကေကျွတော်ဘုဒေလာလူချုံဝန်သူကြည်ပါတော့ရှင်တော်ဝန်သူကြည်ကေကျွညီဝနေဆောင်နေဝဉ္ဇိတတ္တိဂျူတမညတဘဤရှိကိုငိုးရဂျင်းနီလူချုံကတဲ့ညီဝမင်းကြောင့်ဟာတော့ဝဉ္ဇိတတ္တိရှင်တော်ကညီဝမင်းကြောင့်ဟာတင်တဲ့ကျင်းတဲ့ဂျေဝတပ်ရှိရင်သူဝဉ္ဇိတတ္တိကိုနီတမညတဘရခြင်းချေပရခြင်းရှိသနောဝဒဂျီရမုဂျေဇောရုံကစတွန်းနာရှင်နောင်းကလူလာနိတနံဘထပ်ကြည့်ဆောင်စမရှိပါလီနနောင်းကတုံနောင်းကတုံလူကြီးရောက်ချက်ချပြခြင်းကြည့်လာဒီတဲ့ဒီဝစေကြီးတိလီစရုကဒီဝကြည့်တော့ဤရှင်ခေါ်ကြည့်ဒီဝညီအောင်ကိုရွာရောတင်းမှုဖို့ကျင်းရှင်နေလူရှိကြီးဒီဝချပြခြင်းကြည့်ဝဒကျင်းရှင်နေဒီဤရှိကဒီဝချပြခြင်းကြည့်ရင်ဂျူနီလူကြီးရှိဝသရဒီဝချပြခြင်းကြည့်ဝဒီတမထောက်ခြင်းရှိနေတဲ့ဤကြီးရှိဝပတိဆောင်ဝဒဒေဝငိုရကြည့်တေယောကြည့်ဒီဝရောရမနိမရံဂေါနီကြည့်ချန်တန်ထဘလုံးစမထမင်းငိုရကြည့်ဒီဝတိငိုရကြည့်ဒီတမညတောပယနကြည့်တမညတောသပ်ချေပါဒီဒွဘဝယနဒွဘဝသပ်ချေပါကြည့်မန္တပချေပါနဲ့ကြည့်ရောယန်သူဖတ်တိဆောင်ဝဒီဝငိုရကြည့်တီတီစီတီခုနညကြည့်တောင်းကြီးပါအရှိဝတင်ပရရှိဝညကြီးဒီဒီဝါတော်တုံးပဲဂျေရန်ဂျေရီစီရှိခမ်းချပါလီနောင်ကတော်ရောက်ရှဲဂျေပရဂျေကြီးဝတေလာမေဘလူရှိစဂျေဝသွားဒီဝဒီမတော်ချင်းမျိုးရဂျေဝရသူဒီဝသောင်းတဲ့တော်ကြီးဝစီအဒသွားဒီဆမ်ချောင်းကြီးတင်းခွတ်တုရဆာကိုဆမ်ဒီစိုးဆမ်ဒီအဒဆမ်ဆမ်ချောင်းသောင်းတဲ့တော်ကြီးဟောဒီတဲ့တောင်းညွတ်ကွန်ပရဆောင်းဆောင်းဒီဆောင်းအပ်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ရေးစီတင်တဲ့ကျူတော်
So, as we say, there are practices in which we can bring desire into the path or we can bring hatred into the path. But the important thing to understand in this is that only the first moment would be this experience, utilizing this experience of desirous attachment or the experience of hatred. And from the second moment onwards, the nature of that would be completely transformed so that it would be turned into, would be transform into the consciousness comprehending emptiness. Now, how is this explained? On the top of page 54, the text reads, the method of generating the special object possessor comprehending emptiness by means of that is stated in the Illuminating Lamp by Jerimuche. By the method of piercing vital points of the external and the internal body, bodhicitta melts and the special tactile object of the body, which is an internal object, is generated. By taking that as the focal condition, a special blissful feeling of body awareness is generated. So what it says is that through various means, first of all, we generate a physical sensation of bliss. Initially, it is physical. By that, acting as the immediate condition, the mental awareness is generated in the nature of excellent bliss. So after the physical, we turn that into a generation of mental bliss. At that time, by being mindful of the meaning of thatness, which has been previously determined, bliss connects with emptiness. So this is how we bring this desire into the path. We generate, first of all, physical bliss, and that induces the mental bliss. And by utilizing the most subtle winds in mind, we conjoin that with an understanding of emptiness. This states that from the melting of the substance, a special tactile object of the body, which is an internal object, is generated. Then the feeling of bliss, which is body awareness, focusing on that. Then the mental feeling of bliss as its immediate result, which is concordant with meditation on emptiness. So you have mental factor and you have main mind, you have things which are concordant with meditation on emptiness.
ဝဉ္ဇိတတ္တိနယံဘယံသူယောတိညေလိစိတာဇိတာကြီးရဲ့အယူအတည်နှောင်းယံဇိသဝတိဝစေကျေတိအောင်ရှင်ခုကဝဒံဇိဂုံမီရှိဝငုံခုကဇိသဝတိဝကျူတံဒါသဝတိတိတောင်းညံစံတံအရှင်ခုကခေါင္ညိဝယံသူအောင်ရှိတံရှိကျေတိဝကျေဝရံဘတိနောစီ ဒါရိဘောင်ရှိစင်းနဲ့ပရိချိချတော့ပြသမနံတွင်နံငါသေးချောက်သောဂျင်ဂျီရချင်းပြဝတ်တည်သူလိချီတေယံကံညမသာသောဝါနောင်ကတော်နံညီပါလိရှိတော်စီနောင်တော့ဂျပါလိချီဝလုံးနံဂျပါရှိချောရောစီရှိဆောင်ဝရိဘာလိရှိသောစီဝဂျူဒါဂျူကရစကိုဒေါဘုဂုံကြီးရှိဝဒါဂျီတောင်းနေဆောင်အောင်ရောဂျူဇုရေတောင်းဝဒရေတောင်းဝရုရေတောင်းဝရုချေရေတောင်းဝဆောင်ထုံးဝကျင်းကိုဝဂျူဒါဝရှိခေါ်ကဒီဝချီ ဒီညတော်ရီရီရီယူကနီယရှင်ခေါ်ကဒီဝရီရီရီချင်းဝါယံကြီးဝါရီဝါဝဂျူဒါရမ္ဘန်တော်တင်တဲ့ယုံဝတင်တဲ့နောင်ချင်းကတုံးဝဒါဒီဂျီဇုကကျူးညီဝါနီတင်တဲ့ဝဂျူနိုဂျောက်ကငဝဒီတုံးပညတပိရှိလာဖရခိုက်ဂျင်ခိုက်ဂျီဝါယနာဒါတင်တဲ့ဝသွားဒီသူစေကျူးဒီသွားဒီဝဒီဝတောင်းညံတရုဒီထန်ကျင်းနီတုံးဘောနီကြောင်းတင်ကြီးကဂျူမာကျူက
Now, this point is also illustrated further because it says again the Illuminating Lam states that the order of generation of the bliss of sense awareness and mental awareness is stated by the Lord of Reasoning, Dharmakirti. So within the Illuminating Lam, we are quoting another text composed by Dharmakirti, and it is there to establish the order of how we move from the physical, which has to do with sensual awareness, to the mental, right? So it says, whenever there is increase through attachment, etc., developing, etc., it is generated through bliss or suffering. So we need to understand the different types of feelings. You can have blissful feeling, you can have the feeling of suffering, you can have a neutral feeling. Further, the substance being in equilibrium, etc., is from internal objects being near. And also, discernment generated from a special internal object as acts to transform. This should be understood through logic. Therefore, it should also be understood that from an immediate condition, which is by nature great mental bliss, also sense awareness may be generated in the nature of bliss. So, what we mean to explain here is that we have the different senses, and they could be engaging a number of their relative objects, and with each one of them there is a sensual bliss that is generated, and right after that, the next moment of that, the mental bliss can follow. Also, it says here you can understand this through logic, and you can understand how the great mental bliss also after that sense awareness through that after that sense awareness may be generated in the nature of bliss. Now, this states that bliss meditates on emptiness. One should understand the system of asserting this philosophic point, this fine point, independence of Pramanavartika. Right, so we stop the presentation here for tonight, and we have a lot of time for questions and answers.
Rinpoche, please elaborate on the proper method for bringing hatred into the path.
Right, so the question is the proper method of bringing hatred into the path. Rinpoche, la shedang lam tu kere ki drotan de kare res.
Hori, onji da ji kare se go, ji da ma ji onji tsam me ba ngai shi zangi ji pe na ji dupa chenpo. Mjupasi, Masi, to Dajumasi, Tindago, Samiba, Masi, ကျောင်းဆောင်ကြီးတော်ဟောကြည့်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ကဒုကျင်းဆိုရင်နဲ့ဟောကြည့်တဲ့ဒီပတ်ဒီသဝန်ဒီပတ်တရားငန်းဆောင်ဟန်တို့ကလေးဟောတဲ့သူကကောင်းတဲ့ဒီတော်မတော်ဘုကလာညင်ကြီးကြီးကြီးကလောင်းစီကြီးတဲ့ညင်ကြီးကြီးတန်ဒီဒီဝန်မှာကျောင်းနာတန်ငန်းဆောင်ဟန်တို့နဲ့ဒီငယ်ညောင်ကလေးဆောင်တဲ့ညင်ကြီးကြီးညင်ကြီးကဟောကတော်ဘူးရွာတော်ကြီးနဲ့မရတတိဒုံ ဝဒယောင်းဒုံနယောင်းခရောင်းတိတပန်သုံးပစမလေတင်ငီယန်သူဒုံနဲ့ကြွယ်ရှမတိချွတ်တပတန်လာမှာဂျစ်သုံးကြီးကိုဒုံကလေးမှာတော့ကောင်းကြောင်းမကြောင်းကြီးဒုံဆောင်နဲ့ဒီကေဝါမှာတော့ပါဒီစေယလာနိဝသုတိငီကြွယ်ရှမကြွယ်ရောက်ဖို့ကြည်နယလာနိဝသုတိငီကြွယ်ရနဝဂျီတတိကြွယ်ရှမတင်ရောက်ဖို့ကြည်လာမှာဆမ်ဂျယ် တနည်းကျဒီဘလီဒီမာဂျန်ကန်ကျဝဒတ်နတင်ရကျဝဂိုနီတပူဂျရာကျင်းဝဒတ်တင်ရလာတဲ့အရှိတောင်းလာရှိစေတပူဂျင်းကျကနောဂျီတနည်းဂျီကနောဂျီဂျီတင်ဂျီကနီလောတူဂျီကနောဂျီဂျီဂျီဒါဒေါန်ကလကစပူဂျရာနဝဂျီဂိုဂူယောယန်ဒူအရှိတောင်းကွန်ထရိုးနဝဂျီလောဂျီဒတ်တင်ရကျဝကပ်စတိကကျူနီဝနီခွန်ထရိုးဒီလမ်ဂျင်ဂိုဂျီဒီနေကျင်းကျင်းပြီဝါ
Now, Urshi is giving an example of that, and let's say, suppose you are someone who has high realizations and you are capable of perceiving that someone is about to engage in, let's say, any of the five heinous crimes, such as killing their father, killing their mother, killing an arhat, and so forth. And out of your great compassion, the main motivation all along should be compassion. You realize that this person is about to do this action, and if they were to complete the action, of course, this would result in incredible suffering in the lower realms. So, out of your great compassion, you decide to carry out the act of killing. You carry out this act of killing, but as you say, you have to be someone with great realization, because you have to ensure that not only you are stopping this person from acting the way they are about to do, but also to make sure you will provide them with a suitable basis so that in the next migration they can practice the Dharma properly. Now, it is important to look at the motivation and the way that the act of killing in this particular occasion is carried. As we say, the main motivation has to be your compassion for the deed that this person is about to do, for what they are going to experience if they complete this deed. But just prior to engaging in the act of killing, you have to manifest wrath. So this is the moment where anger is generated or anger is shown into the path, and from the next moment onwards that is transformed. So it is generated or is shown, is manifested there for 1 minute so that you can carry the action.
ကိုအကြည့်တဲ့ကြံစိုးလာတွေ့တောင်းနံရုံးကြီးကတညံစင်းကိုတသမ္ပစင်တဲ့မငါကြဲ့ရုံနဲ့ဒီကြပတ်ကြည့်ကမတီကောင်ကတိလောက်ကတဲ့ကျေနိုးရုံနဲ့ဒီကြလောက်တဆုံးမှာထောင်းနဲ့ငါကြဲ့ဝတ်တဲ့ဆေးရလာညည်တည်တည်နဲ့မနောင်တောင်းတောင်းချင်းစီကြည့်ဒီကြပတ်ဒီမှာတော့
Now, there is actually a story, an anecdote to illustrate that. One of the previous incarnations of Buddha Shakyamuni, when he was still on the path as a bodhisattva, he happened to be in this occasion where he was traveling on the boat together with 500 other merchants. And they all had their jewels with them, you know, their possessions and so forth. And on the boat as well, there was this person who was a great thief, and he was planning to kill all those, everyone on board, and take hold their possessions. So the bodhisattva, being aware of what the person was planning, had to make a decision. Either he was going to allow 500 people to be killed, or he would have to intervene and take on the to cut off the life of the thief who was planning this assassination, and the decision was taken by the Bodhisattva to take the life of that thief, and then to ensure through the level of their realization that this person would have good conditions for practicing Dharma in the next life.
Attachment and hatred are terms usually referring to mental afflictions, but in this example, it doesn't seem like the person had to be having an affliction that wasn't based on ignorance, so are they sometimes used in a different way?
Right, so usually when we use the terms attachment and affliction and hatred, we are using them as referring to afflictions. But in this particular occasion, hatred did not seem to be an affliction. So can we use these terms such as hatred and attachment in a different context to describe something else than affliction? Actually, they are afflictions, and they are taken into the path. So the first moment that they are generated, they are in the nature of affliction. But as we say, straight away from the second moment, they are purified through this meditation on emptiness. Their nature is transformed into the nature of emptiness. And this is how we can even use the term bringing, let's say, attachment into the path, or bringing hatred into the path. This is how it works. The first moment, it is an affliction. If you were to allow it to continue, it would become indeed a very strong affliction. But because you're severing this continuum right after the first moment, you can say that it is a transforming process.
Here, where we stop with the text, there's a comment that whenever there is increase through attachment, developing, etc., it is generated through bliss or suffering. Could Rinpoche comment on the generation through suffering?
Right, so we were talking about the different, actually this is there to illustrate, as we say, the different types of physical sensations that we have. Some are blissful, some are pleasurable, some are unpleasurable, and some are neutral. And your question is, can we bring unpleasurable sensation?
Increase is generated through bliss or suffering, and we've talked about bliss, but how it's generated through the suffering.
Just a minute, I just want to locate this, to find this into... It's easy to find it in the English, I'm looking for it in Tibetan.
Rinpoche la de ngaroso tenala
pewa de tu le kewa yans. Ta dewa ne kewa di ta hagu gidus. Du ne du le kewa di jotan di kariris.
Nori, da te kien seyang biwarwa, da da jitang ni shuwa na je, jige nandope yonde, doyong ase du zing ziwa la mara chak dingi, da yeda onwa la, zing yeda onwa la chak dingi, da yeda onwa la chak dingi, da yeda onwa, ru yeda onwa, ru yeda onwa la mara chak na, da teni mara kichu riri riri yanda mara shi cheren dandu, jina da, teni jige da, ya tsura diwa di mara perna diwa di cheren dukuruwa, teni oda duli duli chiwa yin sa du ti diwa du se ji ti dingar ko dingla ma ko ga yeda onwa yeda onwa la yeda dupa se yang gi wa rwa yeda onwa deli ti ma ra ji ri ji ri ndo go ri se ne ta ti so so yin ti.
Alright, so there's a mistake in the translation. The word du can actually either be translated as unpleasant or it can be translated as pleasant. I know it's confusing. So, Rinpoche was saying in this case, it is actually, as I say, it is generated through bliss or pleasantness. You can translate it like this. So it is enhancing. It's building up in the statement. As we say, the different senses can engage their different objects, such as forms and sounds and smells and tastes and tactile objects. And from through that engagement, one can generate bliss. One can generate the sensation of bliss, something which is quite pleasurable. And this happens from the through the point of seeing those things as being attractive, pleasurable, and so forth. So it's a mistake in the translation.
Rinpoche
was actually quoting from different passages where the use of this particular word indicates the pleasurable, the nice, the one that we want to meet with, and then the opposite of that with a negating word indicating the unpleasurable, the unpleasing, the unattractive that we would wish to be separated or not to meet. So
paragraph, there's a couple of other words I was wondering about, the definition of substance or calm, and also the internal objects being near.
Okay. Yeah, but you like the teyang kam nyongla sokpas kam te kavla kam seria di kareres.
Ori dadi karisego kam nyongse di chida ngasi phong kam debo yena si zubun kam di nyobon dawo ji cha nyobon dawo ji karisego ji kam manyomba yendu na za yendu kam nyongu yawa marwa lugan kam di Jongaji Dani Jin Yendu, Zom Zonga, Sankam, the Chenkam, the Tuyma Duna, Jig Chenkam Duna, Tongina Zayanga, Jig Menkam Duna, Tsava Dinga Yanga, or that Dina Mia Jitadon Kunyam Diva Yena, Kam Yombu Yangu Yuwa.
Now, actually, this refers to the body being in equilibrium, because if we have the four elements, such as the earth, the fire, the water, the wind, being in equilibrium, one's state of health, one's body, would be balanced. If, for example, the fire element were to be in excess, one would be experiencing this excessive heat, and so forth. So, to say that the substance... Again, you know, change the translation in that. One's body being in equilibrium, right? And then you're asking about the internal objects being near. Nanki dön ni nyewa les seria di dön da kare res.
Nori. Anji dad, anji kam rao, kam debo rao ji mara zubo di dinyum rao jangwa kabla ji shatsu zubo deyang dinyum jang. ဒီတော့ကနံကိုယကိုချွာတဲ့အောင်ဒီညွှန်ကြောင်းရကြည်ရင်ဒီရရင်ဒီနံကတော့နေညွှာလီစ်ဟောတဲ့တင်ရကြည်သူလူရင်ကြွားစီကြည်ဒီရှင်ခံဒီဝါကတော့ကလီရှိတဲ့ဒီဝါကြည်ဒီကြည်သူတီတော်နဲ့ရှိကဒီဝါဒီမရကြည်ညွှန်တော့ရောင်းနော်ဟောတဲ့ကြည်ကဝန်တော့ကြည်ရရွာရွာရောင်းခံမာညွှန်ဒီနံကြည်ဒါကရစကိုနေပါခါစီလာနတ်သာကတော့ကခွန်ထုတ်စံမရကြည်
Now, the previous line is the line that is describing how the body and all the elements in the body should be in equilibrium. And after that, it says the internal objects should be near. The internal object is actually describing mental awareness. So it says if your body is in equilibrium, also your mind should be in equilibrium. We describe how through these practices, first of all, one generates physical bliss, and after that, a mental bliss is also generated. Where the level where the body is, after that the mind, the internal object, should also follow and be near to that. And an example of the opposite, let's say, of that is you can see certain people who are sick, and they not only do they have the physical ailments, the physical problems, but sometimes it seems that they can get quite agitated. The mind can also get very annoyed, very upset, and that's the reason why, if you can understand the relationship between the body and the mind, that's why you can understand why it's so important to talk calmly to people who are sick, to stay with them, to listen to what they have to say, offer them an opportunity to have a conversation, a calm conversation, and so forth.
The meaning of the special internal object as well in the next sentence.
Tinere mo chila de nangdon kepar les kevas kepar nangdon kepar seria di khare res
ori da di lujin gorji diwa di ju zubu chalan rawoni yangi ba diwa chin dingi da nangu chiwa onji ni nangu chiwa di ti jiz ti chen chi ne nangu ji semgu tengu yuzur gu diwa chong aji yinba yandu nangu tong am ji nangu samlu de la ji chibar jengu ma diwa ji chi ne teni lula njirwa na tawa ji yongu resi ni song yongu yuwaru.
Now, this one is actually describing the whole process. As we say, first of all, one generates physical, blissful sensation, and on the basis of that, the internal object, which is mental awareness, will also be generated in that particular aspect. And this is a special generation of a blissful object possessor, a special generation of a blissful mind. Right? So this is what it is special about it.
And one's surrounding place and enjoyments are experienced as bliss, then what do we do to use that for enlightenment? How do we use that to become enlightened?
So if a blissful mind is generated, and if that mind perceives everything around one's environment, so forth, as bliss, how do we use this to attain enlightenment? Rinpoche la de sem ki dewa dinje kharada bagore ta sem na la dinje meng dewa dinje shuk chenpo kewa ina tene nga ronso nyongwa kanga lo de kansharya de dewa ki nyongwa trawa chik nyongwa ina tene sangi ki kumpan kandres drupsa res dewa yegi dewa kone yegi dewa di ke tsane Rosu Sangi Kikoban Kantas Troop Sergeants.
Ridaji Kurzo, Diva de Noa Zango, Sanji Timata, the Sanji Komoto, Yuamaridi, Sanji Komon Drabala, Sam gadur ge sam gadiva yena gav diva di shu chiva yendu sam na ji gadin da wo shu jengu ji yo du je de deba yena je de shu chiva ji yang gura pe na ji kondu lang ding ji ga lika ji ji gen ji na yo li man de ban da wo shu me ding ni wo ji da ka la ya pon da ta ji si shen pon da da ku ga bu ji da yena ma re zu bo di shu che ren dong ga de ya di lu che ren shu che ren dwa ji wa
Moses said, we explain how it is possible to generate blissful consciousness and so forth, but no one said that the next minute or straight after that you will reach the state of enlightenment. But look at it from the other point of view. If, let's say, you have a big task to accomplish and you are crampy, you are unhappy, now the job becomes much more difficult to accomplish. So if you have a big task to accomplish, it would go much easier if you were to be in a happy state of mind. And this is why, you know, it might be useful to have a nice meal, to do something, you know, to entertain yourself in some way, just to induce a happy state of mind, because that makes the workload seem easier to work with, you know, to tackle with. So that's the idea. It's not going to happen immediately.
Your question is that generally the bliss, your mind transforms to bliss, and then bliss, your mind transforms to bliss, and everything what appears to you, trees and rocks, everything appears in nature, bliss. You're talking about that, right? And then how does that help to generally speaking?
Tedi diva tamu, chandu tavan, lonsum tamu over jirva, tangiga divaji, jiva yena, di, nyamchang ravamiva yendu, di tombanyana, kajer tava yena, si chirin doaji yondi.
Nyamchang
ravamu. Rila. Nishenda tava lonsum tamu di, kadu yena, targun ravamitin. Tsinkova tomini tava di, kolomari yuba, tani songi tava di, yuba. Lonsum rapa tazo, kap kap matak di,
So what Rinpoche is saying that so your mind fell in great bliss, you know, and everything what appears to your senses also in your bliss. However, how you utilize that, how it's helpful to utilize that which enlightenment is, because that, you know, mind experience great bliss, you see, understand, then maintain on the emptiness, or unify with emptiness, you see. So that's the way how it benefit to achieve enlightenment. Gross mind experiencing great bliss. Now they even go deeper, and then, you see, the extremely subtle mind, the realize the sometimes born bliss, the extreme subtle mind experience greatest bliss, so that non-dual meditating on emptiness being non-dual, this is always there. As generally the extreme subtle mind, when the mind, it has been existing from time without beginning, and also when even you achieve enlightenment, it always exists. The gross one sometimes appears, sometimes appears, you know, sometimes it stops, so that they're temporary. So, therefore, this extreme subtle mind experiencing the summons from bliss this mind experiencing great bliss, and then understanding as a mental emptiness being non-dual. So then this that's how next to achieve that completely.
You put it somebody in there. Likon jikana na mar ji kadu yena mar didi ba go ma ji yena ti likon na deni mar don do ji jua yena ti juna ya bo yua ri kadu yena likon na ni de ge ri ya don don na likon na ni din don don na sha don na dong ji yena ti don do ji ma ji yua ma ri ti don don na yua ri don don na yua ma ri se ge de ga pe ti na yin ding chen den tra ba long song tra mo se ji de kadu yena didi ba yin ding long song ra ba di lu ra ba yin din don don na yu don don na ya me che lu
so just like the example that somebody works all the time in the office, and the people say, "Oh, he's always in the office." And some people, you see, sometimes in the office, sometimes go out, outing. Some go out, and so then the people say, "Oh, this sometimes there, sometimes not there." You know? So it's the gross mind is like that. The subtle wind mind is like the man who's always in the office. there's a Tibetan term called Kam Nyomba, having equal elements. So Rinpoche use the example, the meaning of that, having equal elements. So a sick person who has the unbalanced elements, the four elements, you see, a sick person who has unbalanced element, then you see, then that doesn't much interest or to talk or to do things, you see, due to having unbalanced the elements, the four elements within that person, and the person who has balanced the element, then persons feel bad, feel good, you see. Then person, can say nice stories, that's very interesting talks.
If a person or a regular person, common person, knows that somebody is about to commit a very heinous deed, like attacking a Buddha or the Dharma or the Sangha, and this person can stop this deed. Maybe not killing, just stopping, but without hatred, but out of compassion. Maybe the result for the person who is trying to do the harm is going to make that person sad or angry or create great suffering. But if the motivation is pure, is there still a karmic imprint in creating this suffering for the other person?
Okay. For which person are you asking if there's a karmic imprint? For the one who is stopping?
Yes.
So for the one who is stopping the deed from being committed.
Who is about to damage a Buddha or the Triple J. Yes.
Okay, and then there is someone who's stopping.
Even you have to kill, because we're talking about killing.
All right, and there is someone who is stopping this person.
Yes.
So you're asking for that person who was about to commit this action and was stopped.
Yes.
Right. although they have not completed their action, they did not carry out the application to the deed, whether they have still created some karma for having the intention.
The one who stops.
The one who stops
them.
The one who intervenes. All right, so
even to the point of killing, let's say, if mm-hmm. somebody is done to the triple gem, and out of knowing this, you commit an act of murder.
All right, so what are the karmic consequences for...
Is there still a very karmic imprint for...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yani bu lam tu kiroe kabla di pe shawe kabla mi chi gi ta dinre dra chomba se ya la zo pa su su pa ama pa la ama la dinre se ya gi cha shi yo ba yo yo ba chi che dinre mi shen da gi tok pa thong bu yo ngen ta koran su nin je gi kune lang ne mi den so di sene di ninje ke nye ki koran su gyu na la dinre le le dukcha le nye mba dinre sa yorwes kare da le kare kare dubi yorwes
ori nam di shi ni ti se wari wa
nari ninje la jene da ku mi sen da se wa yi le kare kare dubi yorwes
ori da de ju ke ju dambo de jir dan ji wa ri de ye na yang ninje ke ni na ni dandi marji karisego li chapjin den reji zong zong ayin du ju da di jongji ma jong nan du de la ma dingar ji nyang go ri nyen ji sam ne o da dingar de li tra ya go ji de nikab marji dong deni marji wa shama di ju chu du thabya marji tin da go dipa di jong thungi go chiwa chi la ju chiwa chi go li ten de la ma len ya go tin da chi la ma jir go gon du sam ne dong zong ayin na
Nimushi was saying that as you see in this example, there's only one moment where anger is actually generated, and all the whole thing preceding that and the way that the action is carried after that is always done through great compassion, because it is through compassion that you're thinking about the consequences for the other person, and you think, if I let them go ahead, they will commit this heinous crime, and then the suffering they would have to experience is inconceivable, is really great. So trying to save them, I will stop them whichever way I can. And if I have to kill them, I will make sure I will establish them in another life that where they can practice Dharma properly. And it is said that if it is indeed the action, even if you have to kill in order to stop them, if it is because it is only one moment of anger involved, 1 second, one instance of anger involved in that, due to the great compassion, then the result of that moment of anger is purified, so it will not result in something negative. And in general, this action will establish positive karma. Rinpoche said, it's like the doctor who has to perform an operation. They're doing the operation for the greater good. Now, through the course of the operation, they might have to cut off a piece of somebody else's body. It might be, you know, an important part of the body that they are removing. But in general, it is done for the sake of benefiting, for the sake of removing the disease and so forth. So he's saying, actually, look, you know, sometimes you might have to amputate somebody's arm, right? And in general, removing a limb from a person is such a horrible accident. But if you don't amputate in this case, it might be that, let's say, some infection they have, they will spread in the rest of the body. So in this case, amputating is actually a compassionate deed.
Do you want to follow?
But my question is about what to explain the stages on the path by which one generates a state of desirelessness from a state of extreme desire in a very material world. How you ratchet that up?
So here you're using desire in the general sense, not as desirous attachment or desire as bringing, you know, we're talking about this particular contact of elaboration and so forth.
Desire on objects, things, and you know, these beautiful things that surround you in every way,
mm-hmm.
and people.
People as well, so yes,
and the state of desire.
Right, so how to overcome the state of desire in general, since we are surrounded by desirable objects?
Especially in this country.
Especially in California, within this country.
Rinpoche
was saying that you can generate an attachment or desire for various objects as long as it remains for 1 minute. If you have the capacity to meditate on emptiness, then you can transform that desire, right? If you can meditate, this, if you can change its nature through meditation on emptiness, you can. That's how you can eliminate it. You can purify that.
Was that
Yes, because if, for example, you meditate on emptiness of a pleasurable or an attractive object, you realize that it is just through this process of labeling. We decide from our own side to label it as attractive. From its own side, it doesn't have this inherent attractiveness. And if you start thinking like that, you will see that this attraction, that you have this desire for that object, will start declining.
Might be what we've already been talking about, but the language in the paragraph above the one about where this bodhicitta melts in a special tactile object of the body, which is an internal object, is generated by taking that as the focal condition, a special blissful feeling of body awareness is generated. Is that another way of saying what we've been saying about, you know, the you feel the bliss and then you use the bliss to transform it into emptiness, and that's what the tactile object is?
Right, so you want to ask about this tactile object?
just before that, so Rinpoche was saying that. So, I guess we're with condition in control, the experience pleasure. So, if you miss maintaining on emptiness, then the attachment gets greater and greater and greater, increases. if I remember emptiness, then it so the attachment gets stopped. It stopped.
And in particular, then the Karishu years, and that also children less. China ki lula netu nupe tauki chansem shua linis nangi dun luki rekcha kewarjen kewalas di tunda nguma tunda tan chigwarewes kagarewes te mikpe ke chebe luki chebe tsurwa dewa kewarjen du kewos children less.
Nori, dadi garzego. Je gam je ba diwa di lula mar ji ra ja che ber jeng ge diwa chi chi ding ge de lu xin di lu xin kor ge zu ra diwa si ji de yang ding di jian jin ne da ji ge di ji ge dao de ma dao de zhong ye ji xi yang kor ni yang ye de ge zu ra diwa ji ge jian ge yao di ren ba di xiang song yang ge zai.
And it's just illustrating this particular paragraph at the top of page 54 is just illustrating the order of how things happen. So first of all, we cause the element of bodhicitta to melt, and this is special, a tactile object which of the body, a special tactile object of the body. It is an internal and which, first of all, it describes how this blissful physical bliss is generated, and straight after that we have mental bliss, which is an internal object of the body, the mental awareness turning blissful. So this is, it just describes the order of one's experiences, the consequent, the order of things happening.
Ji nyamma chi ge mar ji riwa chen bo ji jab de yuwa yin na ti ko da ji tam nyen bo da ji lam sa te ma ta de ko yin na ko ma ta de ni zon ne mar nong ge ji ga ri se go te ko a di lu shi ge di wa ji ji ge ri ti ni to te ma ta de ye ge de ni ga sur che me ba ji ji ge ri wa te ye sur ge di wa ti ni ga ri ba ji de yin wa ti tin da yin din.
Onari mochi la pegi pete kavla tamu tamu de koma chung.
Ji pe na ji riba chenpo ji mugiri chiga riba chenpo ji jabdengi ga mochi ye na ti kor ka ji kecha tam nyenpo na ji amja ka thuga riba. Thu na gawa ji jiwa di amja ka ji nasi ka kor ka diwa di nishin kor ka diwa yen ding. Ti njigatao tema tao to sem ka deni ngar meba gatsur ka diwa jaya chenpo ji ji na
and Rinpoche was giving another example again, how first one generates this central blissful awareness and how that can affect the mental awareness that can also be transformed into something blissful. So if you do something on a particular day and somebody comes and says something really pleasant to your ears, right?
something that you really, expect so much, so then you hear something good thing about it.
So something you are praised according, or you hear something according to your expectation, right? You're expecting to hear something. Somebody says these words, right? So first of all, it is the ear awareness that is perceiving these words as being very pleasant, and right after that, the mood for the whole day is changed, right? You're very happy.
The conscience of the mind, then is after right up the conscience of the mind, then is in a state of happiness. So all day long, the person expresses how happy and good mood.
On page 51, the text seems to be phrased in the middle of the pages, just for that reason. to be appropriate to assert that one session of equipoise and equipoise is vividly embedded in those innate afflictions. But it seems all of the evidence before seems to be saying exactly the opposite. So I'm wondering what the point of that is, since for that reason it is inappropriate that there's one section, one session of clear light. I thought that the one session of clear light actually did abandon that. So.
Right, so it says, for that reason, it is inappropriate to assert that one session of equipoise in actual clear light is capable of abandoning those innate afflictions which are stated to be objects of abandonment by other great vehicle paths through seven successive abandonments. Right, and you thought that one session of clear light is through seven successive abandonments?
Not through seven. Those that, according to other paths, need are abandoned over the seven impure bullies are abandoned in one instant on the clear light. All the evidence before this seems to be saying that this is an incredibly strong mind, because you have the help of the illusory body and other things. So I don't see what it says. For that reason, it is inappropriate to say this.
Tekpa chenpo omare. Let's see the beginning of that. Tekpa chenki. Yeah. Tekpa na nye nusum tuto me. Nye nte nanshine. Nete se se hanje. Tekpa chen nanshine. Tanda shuya de cherda osir seya de ta sem shen ta minja wares de tup chen bo yin ba yin sa nyomo khanga lo ponya ki nu ba yares tena la dinre shana metric matri wares de jumsen khare res
na de kal sam ko wa na num jero gatong ko kwa ka chen de tikad ma ro kyuwa kati namjiru gaton kongsan zeni gaba sanjiga gona kurgi chidu sanjita re ti aujiru
o di re ten wala re di ten giru etan semchan batan ten giru etan rangyu beki etan chamin chawa yora te wala tekba chenbo lam shenki pong tep dunki pong war sumbi eklenke ki nyomon namki dunki osin me madriba ta miteva kareyores
ori tadi taw ni nhen ji ge diwa ji ge to ma nyong sum de ta ba da o de jilu te ni ga ni te ne che ba yo ari si ti jen zeng ge ta ba jin bu lam yen ji pon te den ji da chi de de kur den ji ne da sa sa da sa den zen na tin da ge nhen ji ji nyong mo di
What you don't go to the Pontu, then 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 go to the Pont fold or a fourfold division, how is the process of this abandonment? It's not whether or not it has the power to abandon, but it says how much it can abandon in one session, and whether we're going to classify, how we're going to do the classification of that. Does it happen in nine, are there nine stages of that? Is it a sevenfold process? Is it a fourfold process?
So does the clear light is able to abandon all of the innate illusions in one session?
Ori di karse go ozer nyamjang tan chigar rang da si da de yok yu arwa ji shiru kur gu shi ni bang ge lu chi ga yu ari o ji da chi ji shiru tam ji chi char de ma na bang dong ge lu chi ga yu ari chi char de dong ge di ne karse go tan chi ge nyamjang yi chi di ni te chi wa yin du ji ren mo chi ga go ma gu ba di chi chi wa yin du o ji da di na do yang yu arwa
Now, there are actually two ways of describing how the knowledge obscuration are abandoned. In one of them, we describe how they are abandoned in series, like in order, one after the other. And we have another presentation of how they can be simultaneously abandoned. If we're talking about this simultaneous abandonment, then you can say that this is something that can occur in one session due to the power, the great strength of this equipoise on the clear light. Right, so this can happen like this, but then it says whether that or not, the question is put on whether or not can continue to hold this ninefold classification, and whether you have a fourfold abandonment, 4 rounds of abandonments. If you say that it happens simultaneously, then you can do it in one session.
To
give you an example, you know, you can have bombs, right, of different strength, and you can have a really strong bomb that can destroy a lot of targets at the same time. But the point here says that is this going to happen in 9 stages or is it going to happen in 4 stages? That's the important point of the debate.
The thing had sounded as though you didn't abandon all of the we're talking about Shaita, it was the Lenke, so you do abandon, according to highest Yogatantra, you do abandon them all in that first meaning clear light. I think that's the gist of what we're saying.
In which another don't do now the Lenke in Nunjib Kanga Lutun Chignala Pangoroes, Yamana Jimbe Mindrawa, Tun Mindrawan Pangoroes. As we say, there are two systems describing the abandonment. One can happen in 9 stages, another one can happen simultaneously. The autonomy school and the mind-only school have their own presentation. The consequence school has its own presentation on this particular point, but we can accept that the gross ones, the group of the gross ones, can be abandoned simultaneously.
Oh, read that in a digital.
Shall we stop here for tonight?